when it was 1 o'clock, but at least everybody could see. Could you imagine doing a presentation for 300 people and half of them can't even see what you're talking about? I mean, how would that go over? Pretty horrible, right? So there's nothing we need to say no to. This company has amazed me day in and day out with the stuff they want to do. You got a pipeline right here with Magnus. Could get on a horn, call somebody over in Sweden if you need them. You ought to get to spend a little time with him. Not that we need to be calling him all the time and asking for help, but certainly, as I'm sure you know, the guys in Sweden can do virtually anything when it comes to fixing something. Okay. Talked about the smile, using yes. Look for ways to identify the customer. A couple of you guys got motorcycles. We've been talking a little bit about motorcycles. Man, oh man, if you find a guy that rides a motorcycle, for God's sake, that ought to be a way to connect. Talked about that guy from Ireland, you know, that I was going to Ireland and found out where he lived and all that. Look for areas of common ground. So you can ask questions. I know Matt, I was talking to Matt, he was talking about his family. He's got three sons, you know, just the right ages, 9, 11, and 14. And he's probably got customers that got kids the same age. So he can go in and when he talks to customers, you know, he's got pictures on his keychain of his sons and stuff like that. You know, just try to find, you know, you don't want to go into an account where some left-brain guy from Jersey is in there and start off with, here's my kids and stuff like that. I mean, you know, they're going to throw you out of there, you know. So you have to kind of be careful about how you find out what customers have. Now, that's why I like to go for a walk with a customer. Now, sometimes, you know, customers want to feel powerful, and they want to stay behind their desk, and, you know, they don't leave, you know, because that's where they have the power, and they feel uncomfortable anywhere else. But if you get them for a walk, if you're going for a walk, you can tell them a joke. To me, jokes are great, and I've got a huge amount of jokes, but people told me, Mitchell, stay away from the jokes. So I want to try to tell you jokes, but I'm just not going to do it. I'd start out one thing, go over too good, so that's it. We're not going to the joke thing. But if, like Paul Eastus, you know, he's a great wit and he's a great joke teller and stuff like that. For him, taking a walk with a customer, tell him a joke, it's a way of showing a customer status. And you just say, you know, how about we go out in the shop? Maybe you could show me some of the nice things about your factory or whatever. Okay. So now you walk down. Would it be okay if I tell you a joke, Mike? And a customer says, okay, sure. So you ask his permission if you could tell him a joke, and then you could tell him a joke, and even if it's a joke you heard before, he could still laugh, and he will appreciate your doing that. Use a customer's first name. So important. I had a call the other day from an old sales manager, Tim Christ, and he called me on the phone, and Joe Langton is another guy. It was like this. Oh, hey, John, how's it going, John? John, how's it going, John? I'm going, yeah, Tim, hey, Tim, I'm talking to you, Tim. It was, you know, anybody else listens to would have died, you know, but it was all Tim. I was saying that. He was saying John. It's all about using your first name. Using a person's first name is a really good connection. My son said to me, Dad, I can't believe how nice it makes me feel when people call me John. Because I've always called him Scott, my son, because his name is John, my name is John. It's a problem in the house, so we called him Scott. That's his middle name. So,
hey, George.
Yeah, that was his alias when he started his life of crime, you know. No. Yeah, that's a Jersey thing, right? So, you know, using a person's first name can be a really good way to connect with customers. And you can ask them, you know, Mr. Hamer, may I call you Gary? Is that all right? You know, you could start off with that. Or, you know, it might be Mr. Mikas and that sort of thing until he says, hey, now call me Joe. Okay. You know, and be careful with that Joe stuff because his name is Joseph there. He may not like Joe. And I hope Joe is okay. Is that right?
Joe's fine.
If you try that with Mr. Summers, you're going to have a problem because his name is Robert. It's not Bob. And there's a lot of guys that have that kind of thing. And my name is John, and Jack is a nickname for John, but my name is not Jack. So, but I have had people call me Jack. So now they also talk about mirroring, and mirroring is another thing is really important. If you're a highly intensive guy, intense guy, and you come out to a customer, and a customer is pretty laid back like Dave over here, and I hope I can call you Dave. Okay, but if I'm talking to you like this, and I'm trying to talk to you about all these new products I got and so on, there is a huge disconnect right here because I'm full of intensity, and you're like getting frightened because I'm too close to you, right? So, you know, the amount of intensity that you use with a customer has to mirror what the customer's intensity is. And I've also read, you know, if the customer's got his arms folded, that, you know, you can be closer to the customer by, you know. Now, generally, I've heard that when you close your arms, that's a defensive. So as a sales guy, I would not recommend closing my arms, because there's some negative, you know, if you're into that, you know, psychological part of the business, which, quite frankly, I don't buy into totally, but there's probably something there that means something. But, you know, trying to get on the same intensity level as your customers is extremely important. Yes?
I had an instance where I tried it. I went to some training where they talked about mirroring and matching. I thought it was hogwash. And I was sitting across from a president of a company. The president of my company was sitting next to me. They were dialoguing. He wasn't even looking at me. And I'm thinking, I've got nothing to do here. I might as well try it. So he went like this, and I waited about 10 seconds, and I did the same. And then he would lean forward, and I waited a few seconds, did the same. He started looking at me when he was talking.
Yeah.
And for the first 20 minutes of conversation, he didn't look at me once. So the stuff actually worked.